Hey there, Grace Harbor families. It's Dan. My family is away on spring break this week, but I know this might be a regular week for you since spring break happens at different times in different places. So, to help keep you in your rhythm, this week we're revisiting episodes from the beginning of the podcast where I shared some about the history of Grace Harbor. Now, two quick notes. These were from early December, so you'll hear me talk about Advent and it'll sound like Christmas hasn't happened yet. Also, during Advent, we were doing episodes each morning and evening, so you might hear me say things like, talk to you tonight, or good evening, Grace Harbor, but we're only doing one each day this week. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great week, enjoy this look back, and we'll have brand new episodes next week. Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great Thursday. And now that we're all back together, maybe you feel like a ship coming into the harbor for the night. It's been really fun sharing with you some of our town history this week. And as I mentioned this morning, it hit me that there's a pretty important part of Grace Harbor that I haven't told you about yet. I've told you about our harbor, the body of water that our town sits on, and I've told you that it's super safe because of the cliffs that offer natural protection from storms and rough seas. And maybe you've been able to picture that in your mind. But that picture is missing something. Our lighthouse. I'm sure you've all seen pictures of a lighthouse before. Maybe you've even gone to visit one on vacation, or if you live near the coast. They're tall towers with a really powerful light at the top. Do you know what a lighthouse's job is? I'll give you a hint. They're usually built out on the end of the coast, and in Grace Harbor, ours sits near the edge of the cliffs. A lighthouse's job is to keep ships safe by showing them where the coast is. Sometimes the light warns, "Stay away from these rocks," and sometimes it signals, "Come this way for safety." The Grace Harbor lighthouse kind of means both. It sits on the cliffs, which you do not want to run into. But just beyond the lighthouse is the entrance to the harbor where you'll find shelter and rest, and our cool little town. We talked this morning about being a harbor for each other and our family, and that's a really great first step. But one of the things we here in Grace Harbor talk about a lot, especially at our church, is how we can be a harbor for others. You might join a classmate who sits alone at lunch. You might make a card for a neighbor who's been sick. Or there are things your family can do to support other kids and families that need help, especially at Christmas time. When we become a safe place for others, it's a way of making good things happen, and that means we are being peacemakers. In one of his most famous teachings in the Bible, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." It was Jesus' way of saying, if you're making good things happen, you're doing exactly what you were designed to do. You may have noticed that I start most of our podcasts with "Good morning, Grace Harbor," or "Good evening, Grace Harbor." I'm calling your family Grace Harbor. You see, even though you don't live here, I hope that your family will become a little Grace Harbor wherever you do live. You all can be a place of peace, safety, and rest for each other, your friends, and your neighbors. What I would love for you to think about as a family tonight is this. Who could we be a safe harbor for? Do you know of any friends or neighbors or people in your community that would be encouraged knowing that you're there for them? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Do you have a name or two? If you want to keep talking, I have a follow-up question for you that you can pause the podcast to answer. But if you're ready to turn in, tuck this question away for another day. We said earlier that it's really helpful when harbors have lighthouses because it sends a signal out that this is a place of safety. The question is, what can you do or say that sends the signal to others that your family is a safe harbor? Okay, let's wrap up for tonight with prayer. I'm going to leave a space in the prayer where you can say those names you thought of earlier. By praying for them, you're becoming a grace harbor for them, even though they don't even know you're doing it. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. We thank you for the people who are safe harbors for us, and we're grateful that we can be safe harbors for others too. At this time, we say the names of some of the people we're thinking about tonight. We pray that you would make good things happen in their lives, and please show us how we can help. We ask all of this in your name. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, get some sleep, and I'll talk to you in the morning.